Welcome to Face to Face. Music, it's said, is the universal language. Combine that with a bit of travel, local history, and family, and you have what the Galvan family has attained in Corpus Christi. Today, Bobby Galvan Sr. talks about his musical life and more with his son, Judge Bobby Galvan Jr.
Obviously, music is a big part of your life.
Right.
And what always has been.
Yes.
So let's start with the beginning.
Well, we got started as a young child. My father heard this professor playing and hired him. He took one room of the house and made it the studio, music studio. So we would study right after school, 3 to 6 every day, 5 days a week.
But it wasn't just you. It was a bunch of you guys.
All of my brothers and sisters. There was 9 total of us.
And you're the baby.
I'm the youngest, the baby, and we would all study music. And they were all so talented.
2 of your brothers went off to the war.
Yes.
To World War II.
Sammy and Ralph.
And they were in the band there.
Oh, they were in Army band.
At some point, you started playing with dance jobs.
We used to play with a dance band. The leader of the group was Jim Moore. After that, I organized my own band. And until Brother Ralph organized his big band.
Yeah, the Galvan Orchestra.
And the Galvan Orchestra. And you know what? It was such a fine, fine orchestra. Yeah, the Galvan Orchestra was really fantastic musically.
Oh, y'all played jobs all over Texas.
South Texas, yeah. They would hire us to go play all over the place.
You were in San Antonio about 10 years, I guess.
10 years, yes. And I had an opportunity of meeting fabulous musicians while I was in San Antonio.
And then at some point, you began touring with the Luis Alcaraz Orchestra,
yes,
correct?
Yes, in around 1960, I went on tour with Luis Alcaraz's orchestra, which was the best band in Mexico. He played the big band style, and he also played beautiful Latin boleros and cha-cha-chas. And since everything was written, we would just read the arrangements. It was the same arrangements that
that you were already used
that,
to playing.
We were used to playing. In 1949, my dad kept talking that he wanted to build a ballroom, the Galvan Ballroom, and he built it in 1949. He hocked everything he had and more in order to be able to build it, and it became a big success.
So let's talk about some of the people that played there in the Golden Age.
Tommy Dorsey opened it up. Then, of course, Duke Ellington, Jimmy Dorsey,
Gene Krupa, Ted Weems,
some of the finest orchestras.
Luis Alcaraz.
At the time, Luis Alcaraz.
Everybody that was somebody
Pérez
played
Prado,
there.
Pérez Prado. Everybody that there was a name band played there, yes.
Oh, and the one other thing of note is that recently, and we're real proud of this, the Galvan Building is now in the historic National Registry.
Yes.
In addition to that, it's also a state historical landmark.
State historical landmark. So I would like to just definitely say that we appreciate the fact that I got a chance to be with my son, and it has been a complete pleasure.
And that's about that.
God bless everybody.
A life in tune, a life in music, truly the universal language, face to face.